News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the presidential campaigns are bracing for a sprint to Election Day. Correspondent Jennifer King reports.
It may feel like the November 5th general election is still a long way off. It's not. North Carolina starts filling requests for absentee ballots starting on Friday. The first presidential debate between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump is set for next Tuesday, the 10th, in Philadelphia. Pennsylvania voters can walk into their local election office and vote starting September 16th. Meanwhile, in 2 weeks, Trump faces criminal sentencing in his New York hush money case, unless his lawyers can persuade the judge to delay the proceedings. Both camps acknowledge victory is no sure thing and are putting almost all of their focus on undecided voters in just 7 swing states. Jennifer King, Washington.
A woman who worked under 2 Democratic New York governors, including Governor Kathy Hochul, is charged with being an agent of the Chinese government.
Federal prosecutors say Linda Sun was arrested Tuesday with her husband, Chris Hugh, at their $3.5 million home. Sun rose through the ranks of New York government, first working under Governor Andrew Cuomo, then Hochul, both Democrats. Prosecutors say Sun blocked Taiwan government representatives from access to high-level officials in New York at the request of China, altered state governmental messaging on issues related to the Chinese government, and attempted to facilitate a trip to China for a high-level politician. Her husband, Hugh, is charged with money laundering, conspiracy to commit bank fraud, and misuse of means of identification. Julie Walker, New York.
Russian ballistic missiles blasted a military academy and nearby hospital in Ukraine, killing more than 50 people and wounding more than 200 others. A bad day on Wall Street, with the Dow dropping 626 points, the Nasdaq lower by 577, the S&P dropped 119. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in federal court.
The 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has dismissed a suit filed by current and former students who don't like the fact that Christians are allowed to use federal aid to pay for tuition at religious schools. The plaintiffs want colleges and universities that refuse to embrace the LGBT agenda to be barred from getting federal dollars, but the court said no. In fact, federal law explicitly protects the right of religious schools to live out their convictions without penalty. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Former President Trump lamented the growing acceptance of transgenderism by some Americans in a weekend speech at the annual gathering of Moms for Liberty. The parents' rights organization has spearheaded a national effort to bar teachers from introducing transgenderism to students in the public schools. In his speech, Mr. Trump said males should not be allowed to play against females in sports, and he also decried sex change operations on children. This is SRN News. Volkswagen says it's not getting the cost reductions that it needs.
Because of this, the carmaker won't rule on plant closings in its home country, Germany. CEO Oliver Blume is also saying the company needs to end its job protection promise in effect since 1994, which bars layoffs through 2029. Germany's industrial union and VW's top employee representative have sharply criticized the possibility.
Correspondent Jeremy House. In a related story, former Volkswagen Group CEO Martin Winterkorn has gone on trial on charges of fraud and market manipulation. It comes 9 years after U.S. environmental authorities discovered Volkswagen's use of rigged software that caused vehicles to cheat on emissions tests. Courts have allowed the trial delay due to his health troubles. He could get up to 10 years if convicted. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.